banker and author who helps companies and their owners keep the money they've earned instead of handing it over to Uncle, not my uncle, but Uncle Sam. He has 20 years experience as a CPA and 15 years of in the trenches work before that in the family business. So while working in his family business, though, Richard returned to the University of South Alabama in 1989 to earn his Master of Accounting degree. Upon graduation, he joined the university as an adjunct professor of accounting and a local accounting firm as a staff accountant. Richard became a partner in Zivac and Lindsay in 2000. With Richard, you get someone who understands the concerns of individuals and small business owners, someone who is focused on taxes and how they affect you, someone who will explain what you need to know and what you need to do about it in plain English. And Richard, we need that. I need that. Richard is the author of two books, Crazy Little Shorts for These Taxing Times, and the best-selling book, Breaking the Tax Code. To learn more about Richard, the Renegade CPA, I like that. Don't put him in a box, it's a good thing. And how you can receive free special reports and invaluable tax tips without having to wade through all the boring rhetoric and tax mumbo jumbo.
Amen.
Visit TaxSaverTips.com or ZVATLindsay.com. Your speaker, Richard A. Lindsay.
I'm going to try to talk without the microphone. Can everybody hear me? I appreciate that because I hate to stand in one place. It's said that it's hard to be a prophet in your own hometown. That to be an expert, you need to fly in from 1,000 miles away and carry a briefcase, right? That's the old joke. So I'm sure some of you are wondering, what does this guy, this accountant, possibly know about marketing smarter in my business? And by the way, I notice he's the speaker and the supporter. Did he buy his way in here? Well, let me assure you, this is not the first time I've presented at a quarterly quorum, and it's not the first time I've sponsored. What I want to share with you today, though, has been of enormous benefit and profit to me, although I certainly did not invent it. I'm here today to report on it and to share with you what I've discovered. Specifically, what I'm talking about is the tax or marketing strategies, the marketing strategies of Dan Kennedy. Many of you have probably heard of him. His ideas have been of such a benefit to me that I felt I just had to share them. Dan's the reason I wrote my two books. Let me just tell you a little bit about what we're talking about. Dan calls them magnetic marketing strategies. They've been used or are being used in an amazing 156 different business categories right now. Businesses that sell business to business, businesses that sell business to consumer. Over 1 million businesses employ these strategies on a daily basis. Let me tell you a little bit about the source, Dan Kennedy, and then I'll give you some strategies that you can take home and use. Dan's the author of more than a dozen books. I brought a couple. He's been a featured speaker on America's top seminar tour, along with other top speakers like Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Tom Hopkins, four former U.S. presidents, top athletes, and entrepreneurs like Jim McCann of 1-800-Flowers and Debbie Fields of Mrs. Fields Cookies. Dan's famous as the no BS guy because he likes to tell it like it really is in the real world of business, where they eat your young every day kind of deal, where you need to know that you're going to get a return on every dollar that you invest in marketing. So let's get started. How many people here today are business owners? What do all business owners hate? We hate being an advertising victim. And by that I mean we hate wasting money. We hate not knowing for sure what we need to do next. We hate not knowing where our next customer is going to come from. We hate all of this uncertainty. We hate feeling like we can't really compete. Dan's strategies do away with all those concerns. How many people here are salespeople? You sell for a living. If you sell for a living, you have to hate cold prospecting. I mean, what's the like about trying to talk with someone who's trying to back away from you as fast as you're trying to move toward them, right? Nothing to like about rejection. But Dan says you should never cold prospect. His strategies do away with that. There's no need for it. One of the first things that I learned from Dan was that I had to change my thinking about my marketing before I could get better results from my marketing. So for starters, let's consider, what business are you really in? What business are you in? Airport Authority. What business are you in?
Web design and online promotion.
Web design. What business are you in?
Catering.
And you?
In the business of getting customers, clients to buy my services.
Okay. She's the closest one. Because Dan would say the rest of you are wrong. And I made the same mistake. I discovered that the first big breakthrough in income comes when you change your mindset about what you do. You change it from being a doer of your thing to being a marketer of your thing, and you say, I'm in the marketing business. I mean, after all, aren't we all in the sales, marketing, advertising business? Most of us just do it as an afterthought. Necessary evil. It's not something that we focus on or put our attention towards. And therein lies part of our mistake. Let me tell you about Dan's marketing triangle. It's a triangle. How does that surprise you? It has three sides. That shouldn't surprise you either. Like any triangle, each side touches the other two. Each side supports the other two. All three sides are equally important. You take one side away and the triangle collapses, right? The three sides of the marketing triangle are market, message, and media. We're going to talk about all three. The key to a great marketing message is the answer to this question. Why should I, your prospect, choose to do business with you instead of any and every other option? Let me repeat that for you. It's a write or downer. Why should I, your prospect, choose to do business with you instead of any and every other option? Let me tell you, here's a homework assignment for you. Go back this afternoon, go into your office, shut the door, block out all other distractions, and see if you can come up with a good answer for that question. If you can, you'll be miles ahead of your competition.
Rather than what?
rather than any and every other option. Let me give you a classic example. Two guys want to go to college. They need to work their way through school, but they need more money than a regular job is going to give them. They don't have any family. They don't have scholarships. So what they do is they take over a failing business on the edge of campus with no money down. The plan is that one kid's going to go to school during the day and work the business at night, and the other vice versa. So they start working on their business. It's hard work, and they work hard, but they still lose money. So one kid bails. The other kid hangs on. And he comes up with a 10-word unique selling proposition, or USP, that changes everything. Changed his entire industry and made him wealthy. His 10-word USP, fresh hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less, comma, guaranteed. Note he didn't say anything about good pizza. You know, little truth in advertising. But in those 10 words, a promise, a meaningful specific, 30 minutes, and a guarantee. I'd be willing to suggest that your business doesn't have anywhere near that strong of a positioning statement. Dan teaches 52 ways to get one. Message. The starting point of target marketing is a target. It is not your product. It is not your service. It is not your business. It is who? Who is your ideal prospect? Where are they? Well, that's simple geography, and most of us get that far. But what we fail to look at and can be more important are demographics and psychographics. For instance, let's say you have a restaurant. Well, what kind of restaurant? Is it a gourmet restaurant? Fine dining, fine wines, catering? Or is it a family restaurant with kids' meals? Or is it a healthy restaurant? Because each of those different restaurants is going to attract a different type of customer, right? So, what are the demographics? Well, with kids, without kids. Do they drive Mercedes or do they drive minivans? Psychographics. What do they like? Like, what do they like to read? Do they read Prevention Magazine or the Wall Street Journal? Because the more we know about who they are, the easier it is to get our message to them. When you can quit throwing mud against the wall, hoping some of it's gonna stick, and zero in like a laser beam on the right who, you're gonna get much better results. Media. There is no good media or bad media. All of these strategies can be used in multiple media. It doesn't matter whether they're online, offline, magazines, newspapers, flyers, television, whatever. The problem is not the media. The problem is in random acts. Because most of us don't plan our marketing. Most of us is kind of haphazard. When sales start to slump, oh, we need to go do something. So it's hit or miss. What Dan teaches us to do is help us put together, assemble, and use marketing systems. Let me give you an idea of one system. It has three parts. I had to look at my fingers, make sure I held up three fingers. I'm just making sure you're still paying attention. The first thing is who we want to target. We need a list of our hot prospects, right? There's lots of ways to get that kind of list together. The second thing we need to do is we need to craft a message specifically targeted to those people. The third thing we need to do is to get that message in front of them repeatedly over a short period of time using something like, say, direct mail. I know. Soon as you hear direct mail, some of you out there are saying, I tried that in my business, it doesn't work. Well, let me remind you that Dan's strategies work in at least 157 different business categories, most likely including yours. And also, direct mail is just one media. The strategies work in multiple media. There are three keys to business success in the new economy. Change what you sell. And by that I mean don't change industries or change businesses. I mean reposition your product. Reposition your service. Make it so that it's different from everybody else's. Change who you sell to. Choose more profitable customers or clients. The customers or clients you have are the ones you chose. And change how you sell and market to them. I have a couple of free gifts for you. On the table in front of you is a little flyer about my next marketing summit to be on November the 18th. The flyer says, if you'd like to come to that summit, you bring that flyer and I'll give you a free copy of my book, the best-selling book, Breaking the Tax Code. If you'd like to get on my email list so that you get reminded about that event, then just be sure and give me a piece of paper, like say a business card, that has your name, email address on it, and we'll make sure that you're on that list. Also in front of you is a recent copy of my monthly newsletter, Taxing Times. If you'd like to get that as a complimentary one-year subscription, I'll give that to you for the same information, name, address, email address, and I'll make sure you get on that list. Any questions? Yes?
Could you talk more about the customers you have or the customers you chose?
Sure. She asked if I could talk about more about the customers you have or the customers you chose. Our customers come to us from a variety of ways. But in each case, they come to us most likely because of what we sell, how we sell it. For instance, I'm in the tax business, okay? I could offer my services to prepare tax returns in a manner that attracts the same clients that H&R Block is seeking, right? I could try to attract those clients that I prepare $62 returns for all day long. Or I can attempt to attract those clients that make over $250,000 and pay $750 for their tax return. Okay? So it's your positioning in the marketplace. I'm still providing basically the same services, but it's your positioning in the marketplace and who you market to that's going to determine who your customers are. And so what you've done in the past has brought you the customers that you have. Any other questions?
The date. You said your next date is November 18th?
Did I say that? I'm sorry. It's November the 22nd, just like it says in black and white. Always, always believe what I write down as opposed to what I say. When I wrote it down, I checked it. When I speak it, it's like it was lodged in my brain. It was the 18th last month, I think. Any other questions? Thank you very much.